Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique on the podcast every single day. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme. And in today's episode, which is episode 707, you're going to be guided in a meditation to help you stop distracting thoughts. And this is our theme this week. I'm recording this for Friday's meditation, and every Friday I call it Sip and Om Friday, where I share an herbal tea as well as a meditation. And you can go over to my website at sipandom.com, and there you'll find all the different meditation techniques for this week's series. If you just head over to the Stop Distracting Thoughts series under the podcasts, then you'll find this. Now, you can also head over to Sip and Om's Facebook page. That might be easier to do if you're on your mobile device. And if you're there, I do invite you to a free private Facebook group where we connect with meditators from around the world who listen to the meditations just like you do. And you can join us as we do weekly challenges there, share inspiration, and get to know each other, ask questions. It's a great group, and I'd love to have you there. So you could send me a message on my Sip and Om Facebook page and just say, hey, please add me to the group, and I will gladly do that. Well, as you get ready to be guided into today's meditation, as I mentioned, I want to share an herbal tea with you. And the reason I share herbs with you as well as meditation techniques is because herbs can benefit you in a similar way as do the meditation techniques. They can help transition you from a place where your mind is wandering, you feel incredibly distracted, to a place of peace and stillness as you meditate. Now, of course, you want to make sure that any herb I recommend is an herb that's going to be right for you. So always check that out and make sure that, especially if you take other prescriptions, that the herb will not interfere with it in any way. Well, the herb that I'm going to share with you today is a new one. I haven't shared this one before. In fact, it's rather new to me, and it's called bacopa. It's also often referred to as Brahmi, and it's a plant that's been used in India's ancient Ayurvedic healthcare system for centuries. And so I want to share with you what bacopa or Brahmi can do for you. Now, you can sometimes get this confused with gotu kola, which is also another fantastic herbal type of tea that you could sip. And these are used as medicine, as I mentioned, in Ayurvedic medicine. And these herbs are very supportive for you to help you focus your thoughts. So as we continue with this week's Stop Distracting Thoughts meditation series, these are some herbs you could try out. Now, I've mentioned gotu kola before, but I really want to focus on Brahmi or the bacopa. And it's often used for Alzheimer's disease because it's thought to help improve memory, anxiety, and attention deficit disorder. So ADHD, many people write to tell me they suffer with that and they're trying to meditate to help manage that. Well, you might want to try Brahmi if it's a good herb for you that won't interfere with anything else you're taking. It can help you with irritable bowel syndrome, and overall, it helps to fight stress. Now, it can also help you with backache, which I am using it for. And if you have a little bit of hoarseness in your voice, which I will say that many of you may notice that my voice has been hoarse for about a month. I think I may have an allergy or just still getting over a cold, but you can kind of hear that hoarseness a little bit. So this would be a fantastic herb for me. Well, this herb helps with mental illness, joint pain, and I recommend that you go out there and see what it can do for you. So what it does is it increases certain brain chemicals that are involved in the thought process, learning, and memory. And they also, some researchers, believe that through studies, it has been shown to protect brain cells from chemicals involved in Alzheimer's disease. That's why it's becoming kind of a noted herb for Alzheimer's. This is an herb that you may need to go to your healthcare store or a natural grocery store to find it. You may even need to order it online. So just consider how this might help you, and you could venture out and give it a try. Well, I like to use Friday also as a day to kind of recap what we've explored throughout the week. Now, we've explored a different meditation technique in each episode, and I like to combine those and layer them into a meditation for you every Friday. And we've also explored a very fascinating article with a lot of different research providing information on how to stop distracting thoughts from Psychology Today. That's linked for you over at the website for this episode. And in this research, it was shown that when you want to focus, it's important to put closure on different tasks or goals or even relationship issues, health issues, anything you have initiated and you haven't put closure on it, and it's kind of nagging at you, it's hanging over your head. Now, there may be things you started and you thought you might be interested, but you realize that no, it wasn't for you. So you've already put closure on that. What we're talking about this week are those things you'd still like to pursue, but for whatever reason, you haven't, or you've started it and just not finished it. Research shows that even if you get involved in another task or project and finish it completely and have this feeling of completion for that particular project, if you haven't put closure on or completed your big goals, then you can easily be distracted throughout your day, subtly and sometimes not so subtly. So if you consider the different thoughts that keep running through your mind, that keep nagging at you, that you feel like you have no control over them, they just kind of invade your peace, you might consider, what's triggering these thoughts? Was it an event? Was it a discussion with someone that made you feel uneasy? Was it a goal or dream you had that you started to pursue, but you just weren't able to finish it for whatever reason? That can really make your thoughts distracted. If you can just step back and consider how you could put closure on some of your goals and projects that didn't work out initially, but you still like to pursue them or accomplish them, then just spend a little bit of time thinking about it. So you instead of pushing your thoughts away and just moving on to the next part of your life, you deeply consider these thoughts that keep running through your mind. And you spend a little time with them. The research recommended even 10 or 15 minutes. Regularly spend time with these thoughts until you are able to lay them to rest a little better. So some of these suggestions may seem counterintuitive. Why would you want to spend time with thoughts you're trying to get rid of, these distracting thoughts? Well, the best way to get rid of them is to really deal with them, to manage your reaction to them. So these are a few important points we discussed and went a little in depth into in some of the episodes this past week. Well, now let's get you meditating. So go ahead and find some place where you're not likely to be interrupted and begin to make your body comfortable. Sit up straight with a straight spine. Your spine is your lifeline in yoga and meditation. Straighten it. This helps to keep you alert and focused. Begin to relax the different areas of your body where you may hold tension. Close your eyes gently. Keep them slightly elevated as they're uplifted. Relax your face and your jaw. Soften your throat. Relax your neck and your shoulders. Relax your chest. And rest your hands in your lap with your palms upward or downward. Relax your arms and your stomach. Feel your stomach soften, not sucking it in. Let it hang out so you can oxygenate your entire body. As soon as you suck in your stomach, you're not able to expand your diaphragm completely, so you're not able to tap into those small blood cells in your lungs that carry oxygen throughout your entire body. Relax your hips and your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves and your feet. Very nice. How do you feel? You are doing such a great thing for yourself right now. Any remaining tension you may feel in your body or thoughts that may be distracting you right now, allow them. Just notice them. You could breathe into them, even expand them with your breath. Inhaling through your nose and exhaling through your nose. Inhale, and as you do so, repeat this week's affirmation mentally. Just repeat it mentally a few times in your head. I allow this thought. I allow this thought. I allow this thought. Notice your thoughts and allow them. Very nice. Now, let's focus on your breath. As you inhale through your nose and exhale through your nose, keeping your breath quiet and calm. You can inhale through your nose, a nice deep inhale. And as you exhale, exhale through your nose, a nice, long, deep exhale. Inhale a nice, slow inhale through your nose. See if you can hold the pause between the inhale and exhale a little bit longer with each breath. And when it feels right, exhale through your nose, nice and long and slow. Inhale through your nose. And exhale through your nose. Holding the pause between the inhale and exhale a little bit longer with each breath. Continue seated, meditating for as long as you feel comfortable doing so. Always end your meditation on a high note. So I'll stop guiding you. You'll hear the music eventually stop. And this is your time to go into your own inner stillness. And if your mind wanders, bring it back to a technique. This will help to refocus your thoughts. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.